Hi guys, just here to give you an update on Zolt. Obviously, it was very deflating on Friday to get the news that he had a bit of lameness there on his tendon. We were hoping for the best, hoping he'd give it a whack, which normally bounces back within 48 hours, but unfortunately he's overstretched somewhere and he's put a tear in it. So he's got a 28% tear in his tendon, which is fairly big. It's not the end of the world. It's not career threatening. At this stage, it's just a time thing. He's got to have 12 months off, and hopefully it'll knit really well, and we can get him back to the races. We did toss around the thought of does he warrant continuing on? And we went down and sort of went through a few scenarios. He's bides a Beal. He come back probably six lengths better this time round. We were confident that he was certain to make it that jump to city level. Based on the way he'd been going, his track work and his trials. So I do think it's well worth having a crack. But if anyone wants to get out, please let me know, because we can try and facilitate an exit strategy for you. We understand it's not ideal that we've got to have 12 months off, but I think he just needs a chance and just to see how he comes through it all. And obviously he'll be out in the paddock for a long time, so it's not going to cost a lot being out in the paddock with adjustment. And we're going to talk to a few guys that do the rehab on these tendon injuries for the horses for the major stables. Obviously, we haven't had one before, which is probably surprising. I've been in racing for 20 years and never had a tendon. So they're pretty common. There's a lot that happened, but we've never had one. So just put that down to a bit of luck, hopefully. But hopefully we don't have too many more going forward. We'll be in touch in the next probably 3 or 4 days once we get everything locked away. It's not urgent. We have to start straight away. Talking to a few vets on a few different scenarios. And once we have a plan in place, we'll let you know and hopefully move forward with Zolt and getting back to the track in 2017. Cheers, guys, and we'll let you know straight away what the plans are.